we started back in 2002. So Shelley over there and Casey Black originally were working in the filming industry. And I realized they were really just portraying those myths, like the big bad wolf, Little Red Riding Hood, teaching us to grow up fearing these animals instead of learning how important they are to the environment. So they used their abilities to switch into conservation so that people like you guys can come and see these wolves closer, understand them a bit more, and hopefully after today we'll have a better appreciation, maybe want to help us protect them out in the wild. But we have 7 gray wolves that live here. They're all 100% gray wolf, and they've been born in captivity and cannot be released. The wolves here are all spayed and neutered, because if you are to have a captive population of wolves, you actually legally can't release them. And the fairness of the wolves, it's not fair to release an animal that's used to humans. They're probably going to be the animals that wander into towns or accept food from people, which is obviously quite dangerous for both parties. They're separated into a few different enclosures just based on personalities. So currently they don't have access to their full space right now because we're just doing some construction. So we have these guys in here, and then kind of behind, attached to this enclosure, we have a few other wolves. 7 in total, and they're separated just based on personality. Personalities, sometimes those clash, and that's the same thing with wolves. The wolves here do get a chance to leave their enclosures to go for walks. So every few days, we'll just take a wolf, put them on a leash, walk them to the truck over there, drive a few kilometers down into the forested areas, and then let them right off their leashes. So they have the full ability to run around, explore. They could run away forever if they wanted to, but as you can see, they're very bonded to the owner over there. They know this is where the free food goes. And so coming back at the end of the day to their safe space is pretty important for them. And yeah, so in this enclosure here, we have 3 wolves. So we have the little pup, Honey, who's walking around. So she's our newest addition. She's just a bit freaked out because she does like the back spot a little bit better, and we're moving stuff around. But so basically, she's actually our only wild-born wolf. She was found in the springtime in the Crow's Nest Pass area of Alberta, and she was not doing too well. So some people found her. She was alone, away from her pack, and very sick. So they brought her into a conservation officer. But in Alberta, they don't rehab wolves. So her fate was just going to be killed. So she was brought here so that she can at least have a second chance at life. Flora and Dave. So we have Scrappy Dave right here, and then Flora, the smaller one behind. Those two are brother and sister. They're about 8 years old, and they've actually been here since they're about 11 days old. So about the size of a little potato. They came from a place in Alberta that had been breeding wolves, and we took them in when they were quite young. And from that early age, we heavily socialized them to be around humans. So we bottle fed them. They were sleeping in their owner's bed for a few months. And we wanted to expose them to a bunch of different things that they might see here at the center. So in the summer, there's a lot of people coming by. There's construction happening sometimes. There's kids screaming. And we need to make sure that, you know, these wolves aren't freaked out by that. It's not natural noises to them. Honey can be in with Flora and Dave. Those are 2 most socialized wolves. And so Honey hopefully will pick up on those behaviors. They're learning species just like us. So their role models is kind of something that they reflect when they get older. In the back enclosure, you'll see 4 wolves, but not today. So Mac is the big white wolf that's in there. He's our oldest wolf and our biggest wolf here. So he's about 9 years old, about 100 pounds. And he actually only came here when he was 4 months old. So seems young, but actually that first 4 months of his life, he was spending time in a zoo in Alberta that kind of turned into a hoarding situation. So for those 4 months, he didn't get any human socialization or interaction, so he learned to kind of keep that natural fear of humans. So it is a lifelong process, making sure he's comfortable around humans, giving him some other wolves to hang out with. He doesn't go out on those walks. That's just his choice completely, not ours. He does hang out with 3 other wolves. So we have Uno, Farley, and Murphy. Those 3 are all related, and they're about 3 years old, and they came from a filming company down in Montana. So that is our pack here, the 7 of them. Their life expectancy in captivity is about 15 to 18 years. In the wild, it's much less. It's only about 3 to 6. So obviously wolves in the wild don't get any free food, they don't get any sort of health care, and they have to avoid a lot of things that us humans do to completely mess with the environment. But we'll talk about those topics at the end and how you guys can help us. But to start us off, I'm going to ask you guys a tricky question. Does anyone want to guess how many species or types of wolves there are in the wild?
10.
10? So it's pretty close. It's less than 10? Any other guesses? Eight? Getting there? It's actually only two. Is it kind of a trick question? Yeah, so we've... Thanks for answering, though. So we've heard about all those different species, like the Arctic and timber and tundra and coastal. All those wolves, they kind of exist, but they're actually subspecies of Canis lupus, the gray wolf. So all of our wolves here, they might not all be gray, but they're all gray wolves. That's the species name. And these wolves have just adapted to different surroundings, eating different food, so that's why we've classified them into different areas. It's the same thing with people across the world. We look really different, we eat different things, but genetically we're all the same species. The other species that exists is called the Eastern Red Wolf, and they're found more on the eastern side of Canada, and they're actually part coyote, part wolf, which is pretty interesting. There's less than 1,000 individuals out there, so they are a very small pocket of the wolf world. And wolves are pretty interesting because they actually have family units that really resemble ours. Does anyone know what a group of wolves is called?
And last name then?
Shelley Black.
That's what I thought. Okay, good. Thank you, Shelley. Good. This, as we get in toward the winter season, I guess you probably don't